And we do have a live, local, live in studio C for you today. I'm Will Griffin. Thanks for being with us. Young composer and pianist Christina Spinay is here with cellist Cremaine Booker. Christina lives in Nashville. We'll get more information about that, but she's an actual, real-time, living American composer. So welcome, Christina and Cremaine.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely. Good to see you, and thanks for playing for us today. Tell us a bit about yourself first, Christina.
Sure. I am from Stamford, Connecticut. I've been in Nashville for 3 years. I studied at Juilliard. I went to pre-college when I was 15. I studied with Erica Wazin, and then I studied with Christopher Rouse for undergrad and graduate program. And yeah, I write a lot of music for dance companies and whoever wants to commission me. But I've worked a lot in the dance world.
Including the Nashville Ballet, which we'll hear about later.
Yes.
Since Cremaine doesn't have a microphone for himself, can you introduce Cremaine for us a bit?
Sure. Cremaine is an incredible cellist. He also goes by That Cello Guy. I found him, funny enough, on Instagram. I was scrolling through musicians, and he does these wonderfully creative performances, arrangements of classical and non-classical music. And as he kept on uploading videos, I see that he was tagging Nashville in some of his works. I'm like, oh, that's wonderful. He lives in Nashville. We have to collaborate. And then I actually met him at one of the Nashville composer concerts.
Mm-hmm. And the first piece is something you wrote for Cremaine, right?
Yes. The first piece is called Sonatogram. I wrote it specifically for Instagram. I was trying to crop a video from the Nashville Ballet, actually, and I had a hard time fitting 1 minute of music that I liked into the 1 minute parameter of Instagram. So I thought, why don't I write a piece specifically for this structure, 1 minute each movement? So Sonatogram is in three movements, fast, slow, fast, and each one is a minute or less.
Very good. Christina Spinay on piano and Cremaine Booker cello, live in Studio C.
Thank you.
That's called Sonatogram, a work in three movements, 3 1-minute movements by Christina Spinet. We heard Christina Spinet on piano and Cremaine Booker on cello live in Studio C. Christina wrote that for Cremaine, for the world of Instagram, where Cremaine is known as that cello guy. You might know him by that name if you do Instagram a good deal. Beautiful playing and beautiful music, too.
Thank you.
And such concentrated compactness, but very lyrical and powerful.
It was interesting to work in that parameter because I wanted to write so much more and I had to delete a lot of music to be able to fit it. But I always, whenever I write something, I have a scrap pile of things that I've had to discard. So I'm going to actually make it longer.
That's great. Eventually. Christina Spinet and Cremaine Booker with us live in Studio C today from 91 Classical. We have three pieces all together by Christine today. The next one is called Superstition. What about this?
This one was written for the Nashville Ballet's Emergence Program. It's originally for violin, cello, piano, and electric bass. When Paul Vasterling asked me to be a part of the program, he told me that I could write the piece that I've always wanted to write. He said, choose whatever musicians you want. You know, the length was kind of up to me as well. And I had been eyeing the electric bass for a while. I wanted to incorporate it in my music. I wasn't exactly sure how to go about it. But I decided this was going to be the piece for it. So the original is 4 instruments. I whittled it down to a duet for today. Mm-hmm. And I think I retained most all of the voices in this.
So this is Superstition by Christina Spinet. We hear Christina on piano and Cremaine Booker cello.
Thank you.
Superstition, music by Christina Spinet, performed live in Studio C by Christina on piano. Kermaine Booker, the cellist today for this live in Studio C program with Christina Spinet and her new music. I can see the dance of, well, I should say, in case you're just tuning in, this music was written for Nashville Ballet's Emergence program. I can just see that the dancers probably love moving to that wonderfully kinetic music, Christina.
Thank you. Yeah, it was fun to watch them in rehearsal. The choreographer, Jennifer Archibald, is based in New York, so we were working separately. I was working on the music first and sending her the MIDI files, which never sounds as good as the live music. And then we got into the rehearsal studio, and those dancers are just incredible.
Sure.
They were exhausted after the performances. It was really fantastic.
Well, our thanks to Nashville Ballet and Paul Vasseling for help getting this music created as well.
Absolutely.
Christina is here with her own music today with Kermaine Booker, a friend and very fine cello player, the cello guy, in case you know him by that name. One more piece today. Tell us about this piece that you wrote for some, perhaps friends, I'm not sure.
Yeah, this piece is called For Elizabeth and Carl. Elizabeth Small is a fantastic violinist. She's the head of strings over at Belmont. And Carl Marsh is a brilliant composer and arranger. And they were actually my very first friends when I moved to Nashville. There was a composer score study group every Tuesday at 8:30 in the morning. And everybody would show up at Carl's house and go over Bartok or, you know, different scores that usually the symphony was playing. And they just took me under their wing and invited me into their circle. And Elizabeth and I bonded immediately. She's from New Jersey. She went to Juilliard also. Mm. So two Northeastern people in Nashville. And yeah, they got married last year. And I decided for a wedding present, I would write them a piece. Elizabeth and Carl performed together. So I thought it would be fun to do a short little piece for them. And this is what I came up with, arranged for cello instead of violin.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Lovely wedding present. That's for Elizabeth and Carl, written by Christina Spinet for Elizabeth Small and Carl Marsh. A beautiful present for their marriage.
Thank you.
Christina Spinet and cellist Cremaine Booker played that live in Studio C today, closing out a set of original music by Christina. What a treat to hear new music played by actual creative existing musicians.
Thank you so much for having us. It was the first time for both of us to perform on live radio, so we were very excited to do it.
It's nice to know that. Well, please plan to come back again sometime.
We would love to.
And we'll ask you more about your creative process next time or something if you want to talk about that.
Sure.
We'll have something to talk about.
We would love to.
Christina Spinet and Cremaine Booker, again, thanks very much. We heard Sonatogram, Superstition, and For Elizabeth by Christina today. I'm Will Griffin. Thanks for being with us for this music. It's up next week is more music for cello and piano, but very different music with different artists. Michael Sammis will be here with pianist Megan Gale for another fine set live in Studio C. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation for their support of Live in Studio C and 91 Classical and Nashville Public Radio. And our thanks to the engineer for our program today, Cameron Atkins. I'm Will Griffin, and we appreciate you being with us for a bit of Nashville's classical music on Live in Studio C from 91 Classical.